So when exactly will Governor Inslee relinquish all of this power? In the last segment with Councilmember Nate Nehring from Snohomish, we talked about the fact that obviously local politicians, local leaders would like to make a lot of these decisions, if not all of these decisions. Now, maybe there are some who are fine with the governor making all of them. I certainly concede that there are some who are fine with that. Okay, fine. Cool. To each his own. Maybe Nate Nehring doesn't represent every single leader. Got it. But certainly, there are a lot of folks who would like some more power back. So when exactly will the governor be willing to give up more of this power? At this point, it seems pretty clear that the governor is unwilling to give us a timeline. And unfortunately, it seems pretty clear that it's going to go on, at least at this point, TBD.
It will change when we have a high enough percentage of our population vaccinated that can give us high confidence that our hospitals will not be overwhelmed at some date.
So at some date? What in the world does that even mean? The hospitals right now are not being overwhelmed. He is sounding alarms. We thought everyone was going to get a rollback today. Then he put a pause on it. No real explanation as to the reason behind the pause. It was a very weird and confusing press conference today. It's all arbitrary. And again, to be fair, some of the numbers are going to be arbitrary. I get that part. But if you're going to have arbitrary numbers to come back and say, oh, well, I'll relinquish power at some point, you know, we'll see. When the numbers look good. Well, when what does that, how do you define good? Well, you know, when they look good, we'll know when we see it. That's not how things are supposed to work. I know he believes that this is still a new virus, that this pandemic just started. We're over a year into it, but he pretends otherwise.
We clearly do not have that today because we still are, you know, at maybe 30-some percent people who are fully vaccinated, 38%. So we're way below what we would require to have some degree of confidence that the pandemic would not sweep over the state and shut down our hospital system.
But what is that number? What is the number that we're supposed to get? Because you wouldn't tell us that. Should it be 50%? 70%? 90%? Is the percentage even attainable? You won't tell us.
We know that can happen.
Uh-huh.
So, as I've said, if we continue this pace of vaccinations, we think sometime this summer. We potentially could get to a level of vaccination that would give us confidence where the state could step back, have local decision-making in that regard. But we need to continue that pace of vaccinations.
He will not define when he's willing to give up power. Is that not alarming to anybody? He will not define when he's willing to relinquish power. And the Democrats who have power right now in Olympia won't take it away from him. Republicans tried to take it away. Democrats said no, they're giving him all of this power. State Senator Chris Gildon was someone who supported getting rid of this ever-ending, never-ending power in the hands of Governor Jay Inslee. Senator Chris Gildon is a Republican from Puyallup, and he joins me now. Senator, thank you so much for coming back on.
Well, thank you for having me.
So I just played some of the audio. The governor's not giving us a timeline on when he will even offer some of the power back to the local authorities to make some of these decisions. We could maybe possibly see some semblance of normalcy now out in summer. The state legislature had the opportunity to curtail some of these powers. Democrats just said no. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think they don't want to upset the governor, quite honestly. You see what happens with the senator from the 5th district, whenever he was more moderate, and then the governor during the last election backed the progressive opponent, and it turned into one of the biggest races in the state. So I think you've got a lot of senators on the Democratic caucus who may want to legislate more moderately, but I think that they're quite frankly afraid to stand up against this governor.
Well, what's his end game? What does he want in all of this? Why does he need this power?
Boy, I sure wish that I knew that. I'm looking at events right now that are going on, and it is just crazy. You know, I'm happy that Pierce County is not reverting back to phase one, but, you know, the two-week pause is just another change of the rules. It just seems like we cannot play by the same set of rules for any period of time in Washington State. And I've long been an advocate for counties determining their own fate based on mm-hmm. their own specific conditions. So I like the county-by-county phase, but his implementation of it is problematic. And, you know, he cites a lot of times that the number of cases are going up. We've got this supposed fourth wave, Jason. But I tell you, you know, according to his own statements, despite increasing cases, hospital admissions are up a bit, but hospital stays are shorter, and there's no accompanying increase in fatalities. I'll give you an example of that. It is King County, from the numbers today, they're at 242 cases per 100,000, and they have their hospitalization rate is 6.5. Now, Pierce County, on the other hand, we're way up at 374 cases per 100,000. Our hospitalization rate is almost exactly that of King. We're exactly. at 6.8. We're at 6.5. We're at 6.8. I don't think that cases are, they no longer directly correlate to hospitalizations. I don't think that they're a valid factor to be considered anymore.
Well, and that's really, the context is what matters here. And when mm-hmm. you come up with just these random data points that don't take into account the context, it just doesn't matter. Who cares about the data points at that point? If the context is ignored, then the data is meaningless.
Yeah, and I've often said that, you know, doctors give great advice on healthcare. Lawyers give great advice on legalities. But neither of those necessarily equates to good leadership. Good leaders take a comprehensive view of all of the data that's allowed to them, that's given to them at a particular time, and they make the plan moving forward. And right now it seems like we're being dictated by doctors, and that's not necessarily the best leadership. They see the world through a medical lens rather than holistically throughout the lens that a leader should. And just for context, you know, we have, I don't know, somewhere around 70% of those age 65 and above and those who are vulnerable to the COVID virus, that they've been vaccinated. Yep. And we have also, I don't know how many thousands and thousands of additional people walking around out there who have natural immunity because they've already defeated the COVID virus. And this fourth wave is being driven by younger people who are less affected by the virus. So the number of cases, in my opinion, is really losing relevancy in the discussion.
It is. And yet, by the way, that very same demographic of younger people who have already contracted COVID, already have the antibodies, we're now forcing them to get a vaccine to go to public colleges like UW and Wazoo, which not only yeah. sounds potentially dangerous, it sounds potentially illegal. It is insane to me. I'll give you the last word, 30 seconds.
Well, I'll tell you, and I feel much the same way. And then the governor's recent statement that basically creates two different classes of people, those who are yep. vaccinated and those who are not vaccinated. Boy, that sure is shades of the past with segregation.
Yep, absolutely. They literally have to enter buildings in separate entrances to get into a segregated section of vaccinated people and unvaccinated people. It is insane to me. State Senator Chris Gildon, Republican from Puyallup, thank you so much for stopping by, as always. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Jason Rancho right now. Let's get you home the right way with Right Way Traffic.